Are there things that you're adopting now that you think could potentially become permanent at Whitworth?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think any crisis like this tends to create innovation. And, Whitworth was already innovating some of our programs. We were already experimenting with various formats and delivery systems and off-campus learning and other kinds of things. And I think this is an opportunity for us to test some of those models and to learn from them. What works well, what doesn't? And to the extent that we find things that work well, how can we implement those things to complement what we normally do? And so, I'm not a big fan of the idea that education needs to be revolutionized, but I am an evolutionist when it comes to education. And so I do think we're going to have an opportunity to evolve based on some of the things we're learning during this very unique season.
Yesterday, I was hearing the president of the Associated Con General Contractors talking about how the construction industry is adapting to this, and she says, we believe that the safety means that we're taking are really important, but it's gonna cost us more. Is the are the things that you're having to do at Whitworth going to cost Whitworth such that you're going to lead to, cost of having to increase tuition or anything like that somewhere down the line, do you think?
Well, we are always cognizant of the cost of education. And in fact, Whitworth has done a wonderful job of moderating those costs in a way to invite, the broadest cross-section of socioeconomic demographics to campus. I think one of the real myths in all of this is that somehow online education is cheaper than face-to-face education. In many ways, our costs have gone up this spring as a result of having to move to these online formats. There are incremental investments in technology and personnel and other things. And so, we are not passing those costs along to our students this year, but we need to be mindful about the educational investments we're making so that they are effective and that they're useful and students find them valuable, but also so that they don't dramatically increase the cost of education. As you know, the higher education industry for the last 10 years or so has been under quite a bit of scrutiny in terms of our cost structures and the overall cost of education and the debt that students sometimes have to go into in order to receive an education. And I think we need to continue to ask hard and difficult questions about how we deliver that education in as affordable way as way as possible, but also in a high quality way so that students can really learn more about themselves and the world around them. And that frankly takes human interaction. I think our students are a little bit displeased, if you will, with just the quality of human interaction that's not available on online formats. And I know they're itching to get back to be together and to learn together and to be mentored by people who are investing in their lives. But that's expensive. And so we need to be really careful about the ways we pass those costs along to students.
Well, and I'm even thinking about the logistical parts of operating a university. Where are we going to put all the hand sanitizer? Where are we going to get all these things? I mean, if you're talking about testing, where are we going to get all the swabs that we need and all that sort of stuff?
That's right.
So I would think that just the cost of running a university is going to increase.
Well, I think that's right. And frankly, and I appreciate the comment. Hand sanitizer is probably the easiest solution, right? I mean, we've got all kinds of hand sanitizer, but I think your point about access to testing, even our ability to hold some of our residence hall rooms back next year for potential isolation and quarantine, we're taking those rooms, away from students, and we're losing revenue on those rooms. We think it's the smart thing to do, of course, to create that capacity for public health concerns, but that's a cost. Access to testing in labs, the ability to contact trace, that is to do the important interviews of students and employees who may have been exposed to the virus, and be able to contact those who have been proximate to those people. That's all going to take human effort, and that human effort's going to be expensive. And so you're right that the cost structure of the university is certainly going to be affected by all of this.